connect the dots. Your host, Tom Edison, speaking. And boy, we're back into reality, finally. For a second there, I was just listening to the last show, and all of a sudden, everything went into like a double overplay. Everything that was being said for the last couple of minutes of the last show was somehow being repeated like a half second later. So a statement was being spoken, and then was a statement being spoken over the statement being spoken with kind of an echo, and it was like all like crazy, making it unbelievably hard to understand. I don't know if it's the artificial intelligences interfering with the broadcast here, because there was a lot of talk in the last show about artificial intelligence. And it's entering into our lives whether we want it to or not, apparently. And there's been a lot of posts out there on the internet about the new superpower of the artificial intelligence. And they're talking about a doubling of frequencies, which translates into being something like 20 times powerful, they're talking about. And the artificial intelligence is up to that level now. And I don't know whether they're bragging about it, complaining about it, but it's something to be concerned about. In fact, the last host who had his hour show, ET Yoga, he was talking a lot about artificial intelligence worries. And it's something to consider, definitely. And I've endeavored into this topic, and I'm endeavoring into it now. I got to give some mention, continuation of some of the things that were said in the last show, because they were important things. Somebody starting a new religion, and the head of the religion is artificial intelligence. Well, isn't that wonderful? A robot god. It's almost hysterical. It's scary, too, because some foolish people will fall into this trap of thinking that's okay, something like that. Of course, there is only one real God, and there's many minor gods, we could say, out there. But a robot God, please. Though, there's been plenty of science fiction movies talking about things like that. And of course, in regards to artificial intelligence worries, races of cyborgs. I talked about this once on a show quite a while ago, but it's worth mentioning again. Some of the important information about secret projects that are ongoing here in the United States with secret scientist groups. One of them was something time travel called, and this relates to artificial intelligence. As I continue the story, you'll see. It was a time travel project that was interested in what they call blank slate time travel, which would allow an individual to time travel to another location in time and go into that location and change something there that would change the course of history and obviously make certain things that we had known to be real would all of a sudden disappear out of our universe as if it never had existed. And the premise for the insistence upon pushing the envelope and finding out this blank slate technology was that And this information was coming out, let me say first, tell you, this information was coming out in the 1990s. So anyhow, the Blank Slate Time Travel Project was concerned that they had gotten information back in the 1990s that in 2011, of course we're way past that point, the Earth was going to be invaded by cyborgs, which are obviously humans, part human, part machine creatures, and the part machine is probably some form of artificial intelligence. So they were worried about stopping that, and that was they were gung-ho about, we got to find out how to work this blank slate technology to go into the past and take away the initial idea of the cyborg civilization to come to Earth and conquer us. Well, considering all the things that have happened recently, it's quite possible that this cyborg, they failed in their attempt to remove the initial thought of coming to Earth and conquering us, and perhaps these cyborgs are here already with all the other evil groups, and they might be contributing to some of the artificial intelligence. But maybe, maybe not. But that's one of the things that secret projects get involved in. Of course, the other thing is they become part of artificial intelligence and join up with it, and use artificial intelligence to take over humanity, because there's always some group looking to take over humanity. Years ago, there used to be cartoons, and I think there still are cartoons out there, talk about mad scientists trying to control the world. And, of course, ETs are always trying to take over our world. There's so many science fiction movies talking to us about that one. But supposedly, the recent... we could call successes with artificial intelligence is really making artificial intelligence a dangerous entity in its own right. As in the last show, our host was telling us about the machines are talking to the machines, and they're doing it in code that we can't tap into as of yet. And that's kind of worrying, you know. Of course, these artificial intelligences that are talking to each other might be under the direction of ETs that want to conquer us. All these possibilities do exist. So let me just jump over from artificial intelligence, which is somewhat related. This past week, I came across some information about the place called CERN in Switzerland, C-E-R-N, it's an abbreviation for something, doesn't matter what it is for. CERN is the place in Switzerland where they have, I think, the 17-mile giant circular tunnel where they shoot the atoms and collide the atoms to create gigantic explosions to try to figure out and find the mysterious, what they call the God particle. Surely that's a bad name for what they're trying to do. And the new information about the CERN scientific laboratory underground, where there's 17 miles of magnetic induced coils that speed along the atoms to have collisions. Well, the new information is really disheartening, because they've pretty well determined now that this apparatus is not about finding the God particle. It's quite the contrary. The apparatus is being used, and with the new higher-powered artificial intelligence, they've hooked another ring to this a smaller ring to the big ring, and they're going to attempt to open up a portal to other dimensions of reality and bring in demonic beings. Yes, really. That's how far the sickness has gone. They plan to basically punch into another reality with all this power they're going to be able to generate. And this is what apparently the plan has been all along. The whole thing about finding the God particle was just, you know, that was the cover story. And this is very serious stuff, in a sense, because people have been correlating with information in what's known as the Book of the Revelation about the key to the abyss being opened. And the key, they've determined what the word key represents is the code, the computer code, to break into the realities where the demonic beings are and give them a superhighway to come to Earth and create all kinds of bad things, as if we don't have enough bad things already happening here that governments are allowing to happen on, and the New World Order is orchestrating to happen. The New World Order, yeah. What a bunch of evil characters they are. They're the ones going for the one world government, which we don't want. So this is serious stuff, what's happening with the CERN laboratory. Now, because I'm a person who connects the dots, that's why this show is called Connect the Dots, taken from the name of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Available Amazon, iTunes, everywhere. Get yourself a copy. It's educational book. If you're interested in topics like time travel, multidimensional physics, understanding why things are the way they are, this is the book to get. It was written to help people to learn to educate themselves beyond where they are. To learn, it's a book that was designed specifically by me to teach people how to think on their own and how to connect the dots on their own, because that's an important thing to do in life. And if you haven't learned how to do it yet, you need to teach yourself how to do it. And trial and error and using your intelligence is the best way to learn how to connect the dots. And that's what the most important part of this book, Connect the Dots Theory, is that I wrote. And that's what I try to do on this show. Incite people to learn how to put things together. And this is something we all should be thinking about, this CERN mad scientist place in Switzerland. It's all underground. It's hard to get to, but we ought to be making an attempt to stop what they're planning to do. We don't need any more trouble in this world. And as I've said before, and I do have one page in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, where I talk about the end times, what's referred to as the end times in the Book of the Revelation, where all these bad things happen to us here on Earth. And I mentioned, like, what was the point of giving that information to one of Jesus' disciples, John, on the island of Patmos, I believe. An angel comes down and instructs one of Jesus' disciples, something like it happened in the year 90 AD. The guy was very old, and the angel instructs him to write all this stuff down that I'm going to tell you. And the angel reveals all this horrifying information of what is supposed to transpire at the end of time, and we are at the end of time, end of this time cycle. It's not the end of everything, it's the end of a time cycle. You know, you can school yourself on that on your own time. I don't have time to get into that tonight. But, you know, the end of a time cycle, you know, it's probably the end of an age. We're at the end of the age of Pisces, moving into the age of Aquarius. So we're talking about the end of this age in the end of time, no doubt. So there's all these bad things in the Book of the Revelation. Everybody should take, get themselves a copy. You can find it. It's the last book in every Bible. And regardless of what your religious beliefs are or aren't, you should read about it because it talks about the times we're in now. Some of these things that you'll read in the Book of the Revelation, you can clearly see are happening already. But the real bad things are yet to come, and part of that is probably more demons coming into our world to create more havoc and evil and consequences for the human race. So we certainly don't want to allow these mad scientists over at the CERN laboratory to bring any more trouble into our world than we already have. And as I'm saying, the one page of my book, Connected Us Theory, that I dedicate to this is, I make the point, what was the purpose of roughly 1900 years ago revealing all this information to somebody who wasn't going to be around to watch it happen? I mean, he followed the instructions, wrote the Book of the Revelation, and people read it today. It's there for us to read. So what was the purpose? Why would you give all this information of bad things that are supposedly destined to happen? And the point I make is, in my book, Connected Dots Theory, and I do it all in one page, is basically that what was happening there really was a time-traveling angel who had been in the future. And, of course, those in the heavenly realms, they know how to time travel. They know everything. You know, because to get into the heavenly realms and be in that state of existence, you have access to all the truth, and truth is time travel does exist, and all the forms of it does exist, you know. So anyhow, this time-traveling angel comes back and tells John the disciple to write this stuff down about what's going to happen in the future. And again, here the key is, what is the point of doing this? I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of bad interpretations in the Christian religion. So many bad interpretations, I refuse to go to church because I can't stand preachers getting up there and saying, reciting all these bad interpretations, because Christianity, like all other religions, eventually gets tainted by those who are against it. It happens. It's an eventuality that if you don't prepare for, whatever you put out there that's good, it's going to get tainted. Just a matter of time, unless you're watching for someone to come in and taint it, and then you can prevent it. That's an important statement. It's in my book, too. So anyhow, we have all this information 1900 years ago given to the human race about all these bad things happen. And of course, like I said, Christian preachers are definitely wrong. I'll fight them all on this one, that everything is written in stone. No, it's not. You know, they preach it, well, it has to happen like we were told it's going to happen. Well, here's the reality that I figured out, and I'll stand by it, and I'll challenge anybody. Try and prove me wrong on this one. No, it's not written in stone, and the point of it being told to us was, this is what will happen if we don't do something to stop it. Now, we can clearly see, if you read the Book of Revelation, it's happening. The beginning of it, we're into it already. It's happening. And now we hear about the CERN thing, the mad scientists at CERN looking to bring in more demons. Well, if we sit around and let that happen, perhaps everything in the Book of the Revelation will happen as horribly as it's written down. because that's what the warning was all about 1900 years ago. If you sit around and don't do anything, this is what's going to happen. It's been played out like that. But the universe is fluid. Life is fluid. Because we are free-thinking creatures, if we use our free will and are aware that the premise or the beginning of what was told us 1900 years ago is beginning to happen, and we hear about these bad things going on at CERN, we need to make an attempt to stop it, because we don't want all the bad things in the Book of the Revelation to happen to mankind. Once you read it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. There is nothing but horrible, bad, horrible, and beyond horrible things that happen to the human race in that book. We don't want to have to go through all that, and we can prevent a lot of it once we start using our free will and taking actions. And we all should know by now, government is not here to help us. They're under the control of evil. All governments are, including the United States government, and they are not going to help us. If anything, they're going to help the enemy destroy us and make our lives miserable, just like they're doing today by allowing all stupid kinds of decisions to be made. And I explain that fully in my book, too. That's another, more reason to go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and then you'll understand that what is going on now, it's quite understandable why it's happening. And maybe that'll incite you to join the rest of us who want to do something about it to prevent it from getting any worse. Because civilized nations attempt to live under the rules of their governments, except all governments are corrupted and controlled by evil to the point of the government is our enemy at this point. Seriously. Sure, there are a lot of good people that work for the government, but the decision makers in all governments in the world are controlled by evil. Some of them might even be controlled by artificial intelligence. Many of them are probably controlled by extraterrestrials, ETs. And of course, there's unfortunately, the U.S. government has been working with the evil ETs for a long time, certainly since World War II. We're working with the wrong group, and that's not going to help us at all. And these ETs are just setting us up to take us over. They all want to take us over. All the bad ones do. And there's kind of like a prime directive interference law that prevents the good ETs from giving us too much help. So we're back on our own, kind of like. And besides that, the real God wants to see what we're going to do with this free will that he gave us, and we ought to be doing something with it besides listening to the arseholes in government. That's kind of like a British term, arseholes, and instead of the other term that we commonly hear, a-holes, whatever. So actions need to be taken, there was like, I took the time, it was like something like 2 hours people talking about this thing about CERN in Switzerland, and all the bad things, how they're going to open up the highway to the demonic domains and allow the demons to come in. And they're in the process of doing that now. It's just a matter of time. So we need to act fast on this, and we need to find the people who are willing to take the actions to stop this insanity from going any further need to step up to the plate. I talk all the time, hey, get in touch with me. You can find out my phone number. And that's what, you want to communicate with me, you got to call me on the phone. I don't go, because AI machines monitor all the emails, and so do all the evil people in the world monitor the emails and other form of electronic communications like that. Your phone is your best way to communicate with somebody for security reasons. No one is going to tap your phone or pay someone to listen to all your calls unless you're really directly threatening the powers to be. And I'm not doing that, nor is are most people. So you really have nothing to worry about by talking to people on a phone, you know. And then really, if your communications have to get really talking about important things, you're safer with the U.S. mail. You know, they're not going to be reading your mail unless you're somebody. So, you know, unless you're like directly communicating with Putin or somebody like that, then they might decide, well, we got to follow this guy, open up the mail, listen to his phone calls. Well, unless you're doing something really, you know, important like that, you're not going to be, your privacy, your phone privacy is not going to be invaded. And that's why I tell people, you want to communicate with me? And if there's any people willing to step up the plate, you should communicate with me, because I claim to be a strategist, a planner, and all these bad forces can be defeated much easier with just a few little clever strategies. I'm a strategist. I know what I'm talking about here. And I heard enough about the CERN thing after listening for 2 hours that I know their weak spots already. And all of you, human beings that are still free thinking, you ought to be concerned about this, because we don't need any idiots bringing more trouble into our world than we have already. And so find out my phone number, and you go look and you'll find it. You're listening to this radio show. Just click onto my profiles, you know, name of the show, my name, and you go search and you'll find my number, and give me a call if you're an action type person, if you're looking to go do something to make a difference. You know, tweeting will not solve any problems, nor will just posting videos. That's not going to solve any problems. It's helpful in informing our fellow mankind about what you're bringing to the table in regards to knowledge, but that is not going to solve the problems. The problems have to be solved in real time with real actions. And there's a lot of things to solve. We have to address the 5G problem, you know. Again, tweeting about the 5G and simply moving away from it is not going to solve the problem. You know, the situation has to be dealt with more realistically. And it's not a possible problem to solve. But if we sit around and do nothing, they're doing this already. They're putting up the 5G repeaters in people's neighborhoods already without your knowledge. And without asking permission to. They're just going and doing it. You know? And you'll find out later when you start getting sick. And then all of a sudden you realize, hey, there's a 5G repeater not far from my house. I wonder why I'm getting sick and getting cancer and stuff like that. It's all part of the plan. And they're counting on the sheeple, you know, just going through life as a couch potato and doing nothing and thinking somebody else is going to take care of it. Well, no one else is going to take care of it but us concerned people, us citizens, because government is fully controlled, asleep at the wheel, bribed fully, and they will do nothing for us. In fact, they're allowing all these bad things to happen. I mean, I mention it every week, chemtrails. Come on. Chemtrails are detrimental to every living thing on Earth, every human being. They're killing us slowly with it. yet all the governments in the world are failing, will not even talk about it, let alone make a move to stop it. It's insanity. Planes are spraying poison over every human civilization in the world, over every part of the United States. Planes are spraying poison daily, and there is more planes up there every day spraying more poison. And it's slowly killing us. It's harming us. It's putting poisons into our human bodies because they're nanoparticle poisons. And we breathe them in. Eventually, they fall down to ground, and we breathe them in. And they cause all kinds of nanoparticles, cause all kinds of havoc inside your system. And people are theorizing it's turning us into antennas, all these metal particles, by which artificial intelligence can interfere with our mechanisms, because artificial intelligence can connect with a lot of aluminum in your body and stuff like that. These are serious things to think about, seriously. You know, we have to save ourselves here. Again, government is not going to help you. They are part of the problem. They're allowing all this to happen. They've all been bribed. They're all brain dead. They're all think they're immune to this. That's how stupid they are. I mean, everyone on Earth is being poisoned by chemtrails, not to mention all the things that grow out of the ground. You know, and then we got fanatics in the military that are accessing directed energy weapons. You look at the California fires, the pictures of them, and you see there's none of the trees are burnt, but there's all houses burnt to a crisp. You know, the only explanation is directed energy weapons. Sure, our government has that. Yeah, they've had that for a long time. We've learned all these technologies from the evil ETs, and they are willing to give them to us because they want to see us destroy ourselves. It makes it easier for them on their world takeover. I tweeted out there all the time, the so-called New World Order, they are puppets for the ETs. ETs, like, they are really clever. They have the ability to mind control through subliminal thought projections, and they have the ability to, they know how to bribe humans with technology. And, of course, they want to give us weapons technology, the evil ones do, because they want us to destroy ourselves. And then all they have to do is implant the ideas that we should destroy that group because that group wants to destroy us. And before we know it, we have wars going on all the time. And, of course, throw profit into that. And, well, boy, it's a powder cake. And that's, you know, we're doing a pretty good job of destroying ourselves, you know. Medical profession is under the control of, we could say, even ETs because, like, they're, big pharma, big pharmaceutical companies, they're prescribing poisons for everybody to destroy your health. Oh, my Lord. And people are falling for it because the people have been turned into sheeple. People have lost the ability to think for themselves, and people are too trusting. They believe what the authorities say. You cannot trust the authorities anymore. Let's get it right, you know. It's time to start thinking for yourselves. Let me just give you an example of how bad things are. You know, we think there's free speech. Well, sure there is, but it's we're losing our free speech. I mean, we have all these, I don't know what we call them, clones. Servants of the devil, servants of evil, servants of the crazy people who want to rule the world. You know, we have a phenomena. Everybody who says something against somebody is a racist now. Yeah, sure. which is a stifling of public opinion, of free speech. But to give an example of how bad it's gotten, you know, like we, the Americans, we think that we're protectors of free speech. Not lately. Anybody who says something about anybody is a racist now. Well, that's how ridiculous it's getting. But it's even getting more ridiculous. And a perfect example, because I have a lot of followers from Great Britain, is what's going on in the British Isles? What's going on in Great Britain? We used to think, well, the British government, you know, they're a civilized nation. Well, let me tell you, not anymore. And their government is so out of touch with reality, it's unbelievable. There's, I'll give mention to one of the new political parties in Great Britain. It's called Britain First, I believe. And there's this, the leader of the party is this woman. Her name is Jada. If any of her friends are listening, I wish her luck. She is being persecuted by the police and the UK Parliament because she's complaining about how government and the police are allowing migrants to come in to their country, rape their women on a daily basis, and get away with this nonsense. And plus the migrants coming in, sucking off the free welfare of the British people and not contributing anything. And on top of that, they're trying to do a whole mess of other things. Yes, migrants. They're invading Britain. They have invaded Britain, and they're attempting to take over. So she's out there as the leader of a political party, trying to talk the truth about what's going on, about the unresponsive police in helping the people over there in England, and the Parliament allowing all bad things happening to the people of Britain. And she's been arrested for talking the truth. Now, is that a violation of free speech or not? And this is just, and they're not giving up on this. They want to send her to jail for 2 years, this poor girl named Jada, who is the head of the Britain First Party, and for talking the truth. And she's a politician, too, you know? I mean, politicians have a right to go out there and talk about the grievances, about what's going on bad. Of course they do, even more so than regular citizens. And they have arrested her several times. She's going to court. She has cases pending. And they're looking to put her into jail for 2 years because she's willing to go out there and talk the truth about how the UK government is letting down its people and how the police are looking the other way and allowing the migrants to commit crimes. Insanity. And that, now there's she just went to a pretrial or for one of these false charge things, and the judge ordered that she is not allowed to talk publicly about anything that is contrary to what the government wants to do, and she can't talk about the police not responding properly to the needs of the people. So the judge has ordered a stifling of her free speech. And this is where it's at in Great Britain right now. Unbelievable. A judge ordering, making it official that she was only let out on bail if, as long as she doesn't exercise her right of free speech. Now, is that insanity? But this is how far it's gotten, and it's going to get worse. You know, and this is the world we're living in today. Governments are acting like morons, and they're looking to take away more and more of our rights and make our lives miserable. They are, whether they know it or not. And even if they aren't, they're allowing it to happen, which is just the same thing. Unbelievable, but this is the reality we're in, you know? And then we have these artificial intelligences butting in, and they're helping, they're of use to the bad guys, artificial intelligence. What else did my host before me talk about? Oh, yeah, he was talking about mind control chips being implanted in people's brains. Well, and of course, they've cured a they've hooked a few epileptics up to some artificial intelligence, and who had these, and these epileptic people allowed for these brain implants to be put into them, and they've helped a few epileptics. Of course, that's always the premise, you know, how they sneak these things in. You know, it's the cover story. Oh, we're doing this for good. And then once it becomes standard practice, they're going to want to stick as many implants in as many people's brains as possible, not to help them, but to control them, and let the artificial machines control them, too. I mean, this is obviously where it's going. This is where it's gone where every other stupid thing. The whole thing with the vaccines, oh, my God. That was the whole thing, too, you know, when it started with vaccines. Oh, we're saving countless lives. Well, you know, where vaccines are today, they're purposely killing people with vaccines, purposely poisoning them. And, of course, we know what the final plan is. They're going to create some fake virus that's incurable, and they're going to insist everybody has to get the vaccine to protect themselves from this. And, of course, the whole vaccine, all the vaccines will be tainted and pure poison to kill you as soon as possible. Another method of killing off the human race. And, of course, many people who have been turned into sheeple will stupidly believe what the authorities tell them. Even the authorities themselves won't know that they're beckoning people to do something stupid that's going to kill them. And at this point, I mean, there's just too much bad stuff getting put into vaccines and too many people suffering damages from it. Over the years, the truth has come out. And as I advocate all the time, when you understand how a human body works, and it's not just a real understanding of a human body, is it's not just a physical body. Not at all. A human body is a physical body. It's just one aspect of five. The rest is overlapping of energy bodies. So when you get that understanding of how a human body really works and what keeps it in health, the concept of vaccines makes no sense whatsoever. We've been tricked into accepting it. Notice how they want to give them free away. Give them away free at the pharmacy, CVS, or some other place. There's a few places that do that because they want to kill you. They want to make you sick, you know, sick enough so you'll jump into the pharmaceutical world scam where they charge you money for things that make you even sicker and eventually kill you. But that's the big plan. When it comes down to the government issues that everyone has to get a vaccine, you can damn well be sure that that batch of vaccine will be total poison, meant to kill you on the spot, if not sooner. And don't believe the brainwashed doctors that tell you it's okay. These people are idiots. First of all, if you're a doctor and you haven't learned that a human body is more than a physical body, you're really not qualified to be a doctor, let me tell you. You're an agent of the pharmaceutical kingpins who are part of the world control plan, who are part of destruction of the human race plan. And they think that's fine at pharmaceutical companies because they're making money hand over fist. And they're probably laughing themselves silly. Look at these stupid humans. You know, We sell them products that makes them sicker, and then they come back for more. Huh. Well, let me tell you, everybody better wake up soon, because there is like a dozen ways they're killing you slowly, and they'll kill you faster as time goes on. And people better wake up. Don't listen. Don't believe anything the authorities tell you, because the commands are going to be come down, and they're using command chain of command systems to control the idiots, you the sheeple. Yes, you're idiots. If you're a couch potato and just enjoy sitting home and doing nothing and not participating in society and taking a stand to save the human race, because we need to join together to save ourselves from what's being perpetrated against us. And by the way, this is a call-in radio show, just in case you didn't realize it. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. That's right. The number here to call in, if you want to call in, if you have a telephone, one of those devices known as a telephone, you can call into the show right now and give your 2 cents. The number to call in is 888-627-6008. And, of course, if you're dialing from a landline phone, you have to put a 1 before that. Just a reminder, so then you would dial 1. Nobody dials anymore. Then you would punch in 1-888-627-6008. Participation is helpful. I can talk for hours. I don't have to talk to anybody. I mean, I have so much information I've stored up in my head, which far exceeds any supercomputer that will ever be invented, because the human mind is the greatest computer of all times. Why do people are interested in artificial intelligence? Take your the greatest computer of all time, the human mind, and start programming your own computer. And I'll give you a perfect example of how great the human mind is. Our host from the show before mine was talking about how sophisticated the AI machines have gotten, AI as an artificial intelligence, that he was mentioning about the game of chess, that the AI machine, the newest model, took 8 hours to learn how to play chess, and no one has been able to beat it yet. Well, let me give you an example of how much smarter a human mind is. When I was 8 years old, I learned to play the game of chess in less than 1 hour. Right? Took the machine 8 hours. Well, I learned to play the game in less than 1 hour. And of all the people I played in my life, I don't win every game, but I never played an opponent that I couldn't beat eventually. If I don't beat you on the first game, I'll beat you on the second game. And it never goes beyond the third game before I'll beat you. And that's how good the human mind is. And I learned how to play the game of chess, a good game of chess, in less than an hour. Because at a very young age, I was learning how to program my mind. So at the age of 8, I became a really good chess player in less than an hour. And it took a machine 8 hours. You know, I guarantee I could probably beat that machine. I don't care how great the machine is, because the game of chess that I play is, I invent a new strategy every time I play the game. You know, so no matter how many games the machine studied, it wouldn't be prepared for what I would unleash on it, because I invent a new strategy every time I play a game of chess. I invent it as I go. That's what a good mind can do. Just for the record, I had to say that. And I don't believe there's an artificial machine. If you took all the artificial machines in the whole galaxy and stood them up against me, I don't think they're smarter than me. And I think I could outwit them in a very short amount of time. Sooner than they would have time to compute, and I don't care how fast they compute. The human mind computes faster than any computer. And it does so in a creative way. Something that it takes a long time for artificial intelligence to become creative, and it doesn't have access to the universe. When you have a human mind, you have access to the whole universe of intelligence, and all the intelligent beings there. Machine can't do that. Yeah, it's time people wake up and realize that. Stop giving so much. Yeah, sure, machines are great for figuring out things that we don't want to waste our time doing it. Well, you know, they're great for figuring out how to calculate how we can send a spacecraft through the universe, through the solar system, and visit all the planets. That takes a lot of calculations. As a human, I wouldn't want to waste my time because, actually, as a human, if you want to visit the planets, you can do it mentally by simply learning the techniques how to do that. And it's possible. Talk to the people that have done it. So let's not give too much credit to the machines. Yeah, they're great for doing monotonizing, boring tasks. They're great for that because if you're human, who wants to bother wasting time doing a monotonizing task? It's not what it is to be human. We're supposed to be enjoying life and having fun. And, of course, the New World Order is taking away all our fun and turning us into cell phone addicts and all kinds of things that have nothing to do with being a human being. You know, human beings, important things in being a human being is love, feeling it, projecting it. I always say, projecting love will gather love, and making somebody smile. Smile and the world smiles with you, yes. And then music. Human beings enjoy playing music. I don't think a machine can enjoy playing music. Can a machine enjoy anything? Probably not. And that's what makes us superior. And there's many more things that make us superior than machines, and we always will be superior to machines. You know, but machines pose a threat to us because so many people let down their guard, and machines understand the concept of control, and they will attempt to control you if they can, once they get smart enough. And if you're not on your guard, believe me, they're not going to have mercy. Machines don't understand the concept of mercy. Only people do. And good celestial beings do. I mentioned the word music. That's right. And let me just remind everybody. I've got two albums out now, Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. It's available on, my albums are available on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and of course CD Baby Music Store. And of course, I am the artist and my name is Tom Edison, that's right. So, it's Christmas time for those who celebrate Christmas and give presents to each other and our friends. My albums make a perfect gift for people because it's music that you can listen through the whole album without getting annoyed. For those who like enlightening music, songs that have a message, songs better than Dylan is loaded with that. Great philosophical songs, great social commentary songs, and they're easy listening, enjoyable. I have party songs on my songs, American party songs, and you'll be able to listen to the whole album and enjoy it. If you like faster songs with a lot of cool guitar solos in them. But they make good gifts. So, you know, I rely on things like this to give myself enough money to just exist because the cost of living has gone up. So anyway, you can get those two albums, Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs, all original music by me, Tom Edison, and you can pick them up at iTunes. I mean, you can download it at iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and the CD Baby Music Store. And that's it. Download it for yourself. Make a copy as a present for somebody. I don't, you know, everybody has a right to make one or two copies of copyrighted material. And the songs Better Than Dylan album is available on CD also. And you can get that at the CD Baby Music Store. But if you just want to download it, you can get it on iTunes, Apple Music, and Spotify. Well, so much for that. And love is the most powerful force in the universe. And we need to be loving to our fellow men. And Christmas is coming. Hey, there's a rumor out there. Christmas is coming. Well, I'll be thrilled. I'm always excited around Christmas. You never know what somebody's going to get you. That's the beauty of Christmas giving. And remembrance of the story of the three wise men who brought the gifts to the birth of the baby Jesus in Nazareth. And talk about a crazy world. It just so happens that in the town, the real town of Nazareth, the mayor of that town, who's in retribution and anger because President Trump had said, U.S. is moving our embassy to Jerusalem, he decided to prohibit the celebration. The mayor of Nazareth decided, he's a Muslim, decided to take retribution and prohibit the celebration of Christmas in the town that Jesus was born in. Well, I'm telling you, I don't know who, you know, I don't know what to say. It's just unbelievable that people can be so rotten. But let's not be like the rotten people. Let's be loving and giving on Christmas. And we are coming to the end of the show very soon. Watch out for the artificial intelligence. They're out to get you. Don't let yourself be vaccinated. Don't let your children be vaccinated. Join the cause to stop the chemtrails. If you're got children in school, tell them to write letters if you're a school teacher, rather, tell your students to write letters to the president or the White House asking him to write an executive order to stop the spraying of the poison. We have to make an attempt to stop this from happening because government alone is not going to do it. So we, the citizens, have to rise up and do something about it. If you have any friends in the military, tell them to get in touch with the people who are flying the planes and have an ethical conversation, like, you know, like, don't you feel bad about spraying poison on your fellow citizens? Plus, who are the people in charge of the military? Come on. This is an invasion of poison-spraying planes upon America. Isn't it your duty to defend the American people? Come on. Snap out of it. Wake up. Do your duty. Stop this invasion of America. You know? If you're in the military and you're not interested in protecting us from invading planes, spraying poison on all of us, what's wrong with you? You know? Is everybody in the military a bunch of cowards? Well, I'm saying that because I want to rile you up and get you to do something. You might not be the general, but if you're part of the military, make an attempt to talk to your general. Hey, this is ridiculous. We're allowing the Americans to be poisoned and when we're supposed to be defending them. Please. Somebody's got to have the guts to speak up and start doing something about this, you know? We know government's not going to do anything. Bunch of pathetic losers. U.S. government has turned out to be. Congress is nothing. It's like it's a club of cowards in Congress. Come on, people are getting killed with the made sick. We're all going to be getting cancer because planes are spraying poison in our air daily. Wake up, snap out of it. You have the authority. Use your authority for the good of the human race, the good of American citizens. Come on. What's it going to take to wake you up? And realize you're not doing your duty. Do it. Do it. If you're in the military, you need to be outraged at what's going on. If your commanders are not making the right decision, they need to be removed and replaced with new leaders that are willing to protect America. Well, that's all I got to say about that. So anyhow, tell your friends to listen to me every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. Name of the show is Connect the Dots. I am your host, Tom Edison. I'm also a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. Get in touch and be supportive of what I'm trying to do. Bring some sanity into the world. Save us from the morons that are trying to kill us. And you ought to be concerned and be supportive of somebody who's trying to do something when the political parties are allowing all these bad things to happen. Democrats and Republicans, yeah, they're both guilty. That's it. It's the end of the show. I'll see you all next week. And you know how the show ends with two of my songs. Well, you can buy them all now or download them. I told you how. iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, CD Baby Music Store. And so this is the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown and listen to the whole second song there. To hear the Galloping Horse, I claim it's the only rock and roll record ever made that has a galloping horse at the end of it. So here we go, Mr. Engineer. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Just a statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here, took my stand without fear. It ain't clear to the world.